The beautiful strains of Rorigo introducing us into the half hour of prayer which we call As the Sun Sets. It's my joy and my privilege to welcome you to the program As the Sun Sets. My name is Father Emil, in case you don't know, and it's just lovely to be with you on this Freedom Day, and I hope you've had a super duper day today, and that you're continuing to have a wonderful time of rest and relaxation with your loved ones. Well, today in our evening prayer, it's Wednesday of week one of our breviary, and we're going to be praying Psalm 26 or Psalm 27 in some Bibles. Psalm 26, and then we have the Canticle, the third psalm, so to speak, of the evening prayer, is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 20. So that's just that you can get your act together, find it in your Bible in case you don't have a breviary. But it's lovely to be with you, and thank you for joining me at this time as we simply say thank you to the Lord for his goodness to us. And let's place ourselves in the presence of the Lord now and ask him to be with us, to lead us, and guide us in prayer, praise, and worship. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. God has exalted him at his own right hand as leader and saviour. Alleluia. We pray Psalm 26, trust in time of affliction. The Lord is my help, my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. And though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, and for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, and to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me. And I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God has exalted him at his own right hand as leader and savior. Alleluia. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Alleluia. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path, lead me. And when they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Alleluia. From him, through him, and in him are all things that exist. To him be glory forever. Alleluia. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. From him, through him, and in him are all things that exist. To him be glory forever. Alleluia. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. It's the Gospel of the Mass of today. John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And every branch in me that bears no fruit, he cuts away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it bear even more. And you are pruned already by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. And whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. A beautiful gospel today, and Jesus using, as he always does, images that people can understand and identify with. And today he speaks using the example of the vine and the vine dresser and the pruning of the vine and so on. I don't know whether some of you may know about this, but maybe others don't. I come from the Western Cape, down in Cape Town, and I can remember when I was studying in Stellenbosch, way back in the 1960s, it was a long time ago, walking through the farms in Stellenbosch, the grape farms, the vineyards, and seeing people pruning the vines, getting ready for the grape season. And I used to say to myself, my goodness, they're cutting off so many branches. So the vines were almost denuded of branches. And yet those workers knew what they were doing. The farmers knew what they were doing when they were pruning those vineyards, those grapes, those grapevines. And Jesus today speaks about the grapevine, and he identifies himself as the vine, and he says, I'm the vine, and you are the branches. And he says, you know, the branches can do nothing unless they are attached to the vine. And therefore, you can do nothing unless you are attached to me. You can do nothing unless my words live in you. You can do nothing unless my sap, unless my spirit lives in you. Just as the branches of a vine receive the sap from the vine and produce the grape or the little shoot and then eventually the grapes and so on. So Jesus is saying, you can do nothing. Don't even try. You can do nothing without me. So it's a beautiful example, and it's absolutely clear. I mean, whether it's a vine or whether it's a branch of a tree or a flower, it's the same principle that the branches, the twigs, call it what you like, they all remain part of the vine, part of the plant, and receive the sap from the main plant, from the main vine. And Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. And so he's encouraging us to be part of him, to stay part of him. And in other words, if we are going to produce any fruit at all, we cannot do it unless we are part of him, unless we can remain in him. And he's saying to us today that his words, if you remain in me, listen to what he says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will and you shall get it. What incredible confidence we should have that if we are in Jesus, that we can ask whatever we will and we shall get it. It's that complete faith and complete trust in Jesus. And we see this in his own life as Jesus goes off just to be with the Father and to remain with the Father. He gets up in the early morning to be with the Father in prayer, goes on to the mountainside and the Mount of Olives, wherever it is, just to be with the Father, to be one with the Father. And I think that's why it was that oneness with the Father that identified the life of Jesus, that enabled Jesus to produce the wonderful works, the mysteries, the witness, whatever it is that Jesus said and did. And he says to us today that it is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. And so, a wonderful example today of just being one with the Lord. And he's saying to us that he is the vine and we are the branches. So, I think we need to take this sweet, put it into our mouth and turn it around and just feel the different aspects of what Jesus is saying to us today. He's saying to us, be part of me as I want to be part of you. Let my spirit, my sap, really penetrate into the very depths of your being, so that you might become really part of me and that I could become a part of you, that we can become one with Jesus. And then he says, you will bear much fruit. You can ask anything in my name if you remain in me and I am in you, because then we are one. I am one with you, says Jesus. So let's be part of the life of Jesus. And how can we do this? Well, several different ways. We can do it in prayer. We can really be part of Jesus through our life of prayer, by finding a moment during the day where we can just be by ourselves and just be with the Lord in prayer. I know some of you are sitting with your breviaries in your hand, your Bibles, your little candles are lit. Others of you are lying in bed, getting ready to close your eyes and go to sleep for the night. But just pause for a moment. Be aware of the closeness of the Lord to you at this very moment. Trust in him. Place your faith in him. Let his word, the words that he speaks to us today in the gospel, really find a home in our hearts. And so in our prayer, let us just invite the Lord into the very depths of our being. And secondly, Let's take the words that Jesus speaks, whether the words of today or the words of any other day. We read the gospel, find the words of Jesus. Let his word penetrate our being. Let his word become part and parcel of our lives, so that in prayer and in our devout, attentive reading of the scripture, that Jesus might really become part and parcel of our lives. Never forget his very comforting words, "I am the true vine, my Father is the vine dresser. I am the vine, you are the branches, and whoever remains in me, with me in him or her, bears fruit in plenty. But remember also that whoever is cut off from me can do nothing." The disciples rejoiced, "Alleluia, Alleluia." They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, "Alleluia, Alleluia." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, "Alleluia, Alleluia." If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for what you will, and you shall receive it. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for what you will, and you shall have it. Alleluia. And now let us pray to Christ, who rose from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Ever living Christ, hear us. Lord, remember those who are consecrated to your service. May they set before your holy people the example of their lives. Grant to those who rule us your spirit of justice and peace, and may people be united, heart and soul. Make our daily life a pilgrimage of salvation, and let the earth be rich and plentiful to meet the needs of the poor. Christ our Saviour, light of the world, you have called all mortal people to imperishable life. Shed eternal light on our departed brothers and sisters. And tonight I'd like to pray very especially for my own Dominican brother, Father Mark James, whose father passed away yesterday. We ask you, Lord, to grant Ken James eternal rest and peace, and to bring comfort and strength, consolation to Father Mark and his family at this sad time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord our God, you love innocence of heart. You restore it when we have lost it. Lead the hearts of your devoted people to yourself, so that freed from the blindness of unbelief, they may never abandon the light of your truth. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Great hymn there. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the vine, we are the branches. Let's never forget that. We can do nothing without the Lord. Well, we come to the end of our evening prayer. Thank you very much for joining me. I wish you a very happy ending to Freedom Day. And I trust you've had a restful day, a free day. And I'm sure that together with you, your friends and family, you've had a wonderful rest on this holiday. So from me, Father Emil, thanks for joining me. Goodbye and God bless.